Hare Krishna. I don't have my computer at hand, some work being done on it. So let me speak about the disappearance of Saranga Thakur, or Saranga, or Saranga Murari, Saranga Murari, which was day before yesterday, his disappearance day. To do that, let me just sort of set the scene of his place of residence in Navadvip, which is on the other side of the Ganges from Mayapur, quite some distance from Navadvip town, the other side of Navadvip town, in a village called Mamgachi. Beautiful place, not far from Vijayanagar, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go to study. And there's a beautiful, large tree. And beneath that tree is a temple. It's a building, but it's a temple of Madan Gopal, who is the worshipable deities of Vasudev Datta. And Vasudev Datta had his house nearby, the ruins of which are actually still there. It's a very beautiful place, peaceful place. I really enjoy going there, and have been doing so for many, many years. Opposite, just at outside the temple door, is a sort of a road, and on the other side of the road is the bed of the Ganges. The Ganges used to flow here. Now it's just a series of little lakes that are, or it's a bed of the river that's, I guess, during the monsoon gets filled with water, similar to on the other side near Harihar, etc., where also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go, and that where the bed of the Alakananda River is. And you can see the river. It's more or less just a rice fields now, but still you can see the bed of the river, and in some places it actually still is deep enough, so I guess when it rains again it gets quite swampy. So it's used for, the water from there is used for irrigation. Saranga Murari, or Saranga Thakur, was a associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and older than him. And he worshipped his own deities, and I forget what the name of the deities are, by the place where temple is. They're smaller deities. And Lord Chaitanya, on his way to Vijayanagar, he would stop here to rest, and they would talk and joke. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was always inclined to joke, make fun with his associates. Saranga Murari would respond to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by telling him, listen, I know who you are, and I know what your plans are also, I know that you plan to take sannyas. But what kind of sannyas are you going to make when I know that you're always absorbed in thinking about gopis? So he's referring to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as being Krishna himself, and since he's Krishna, he's always thinking about Srimati Radharani and gopis, but sannyasis aren't supposed to be thinking about women. So in jest, they would talk like that. Saranga Thakur, when he got very old, he had difficulty serving his deities. And so the deities told him, listen, you need to accept disciples in order to be able to continue our service, our worship. And but Saranga Thakur had taken their vow not to accept any disciples. But since the Lord ordered him, he said, all right, but who's going to be my disciple? He said, well, the first person you see tomorrow, make him your disciple. So Sangha Thakur followed that order. Next morning he woke up, went down to the Ganges, and as it so happened, as he was chanting his Gayatri, or his bathing, then a body of a dead youth brushed up against him. And that dead youth, he'd died of snake bite, and his parents had thrown his body into the Ganges, as was his tradition, and so the current brought him down here. So since the Lord had told him to initiate the first person that he saw, then Maharaj Chaitanya took it seriously, and he chanted Hare Krishna in the ear of that child, youth, and that youth came to life. And from that point he was called Murari Chaitanya, or Saranga, Murari Chaitanya, or just Chaitanya Das. In due course of time, Chaitanya Das's parents came to know that their son was alive, so they came and they wanted to take him away. And Saranga Thakur didn't object. He says, it's your son, you can convince him to go, he can go with you, sure. But then Chaitanya Das told him, listen, when the snake bit me, that was, my life was over, and you threw me into the Ganges and accepted that I was dead. Now, Saranga Thakur has given me another birth. He's my father now. I was your child in my last life, but now this is a different life, although I have the same body. So his parents weren't too happy to hear this, but they couldn't really argue very much with him. And so they accepted that they had lost their son, although they were happy that he's still alive. And so in that way, Chaitanya Das, Murari Chaitanya, served the deities there at Mamgachi, and served also a spiritual master until Saranga Thakur on this day left his body to return to the spiritual world. I believe he's a incarnation of one of Lord Krishna's gopi associates. So we need to remember such great personalities, pray to them, and seek their blessings so that our chanting of Hare Krishna can be so potent. Perhaps we cannot bring someone else back to life, but at least let's bring ourselves to life by chanting Hare Krishna. Let's at least awaken ourselves, Jeev Jago, from the lower modes and come to the platform of goodness, and from there come to the platform of transcendence. Such is the power of the holy name. And we see that these great souls can invoke this great power of the holy name. There's nothing really that stands in the way of our being able to do so, except our own offenses, lack of faith, lack of conviction in the potency of Harinam. So, remembering Saranga Murari, Murari Saranga Thakur, let's offer our respectful obeisances at his lotus feet and to his worshipful deities and associates and all those who followed on from him. And if devotees have the opportunity, then to Navadvip Dham and visit Mamgachi, still a very beautiful, quiet, rustic place. Hare Krishna.